Chapter 20. Colors and Their Meanings.
From the moment the lawyer opened his eyes to the early morning light, it was obvious that things had changed. He remembered the village of Compromise as being dull and slow, resistant to even the smallest of changes. But now the beige houses were subtly different from one another. Pastel blues and greens and yellows and pinks added a cheerful glow to the cheeks of each address, like wildflowers scattered through a prairie of dry grass. The street remained empty except for Hope, who trotted up and down it, stopping here and there to sniff a home's foundation and then lick it once or twice. One house in particular was glowing a rich shade of pink that the lawyer had never seen before. As he watched with deepening interest, the door swung open and Kara stepped out, carrying a gorgeous meal artistically arranged on a tray.
"And here is your breakfast, Your Highness,"
she said with a smile, setting the tray before him with a curtsy.
But how?"
stammered the prince.
"Didn't you say that your job was to clean up messes and serve others in Destiny?"
she asked, taking a seat beside him.
"I just wanted to show you that I could do it too."
Then, looking at him with eyes that seemed to hold all the joy of springtime, she asked,
"Do you think that I could get a job there, working with you?"
Speechless, the prince could only nod his head, but he did so with enthusiasm.
"You were about to ask a question,"
said Kara as she buttered a biscuit for him.
"I was?"
"You were saying, but how..."
He quickly took a large bite of the biscuit and proceeded to chew it thoroughly, stalling for time.
"Well?"
she asked. The prince swallowed, held up the biscuit and said,
"But how did you know that biscuits are my favorite food?"